whatever your goal is, if you ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different pieces of advice. One person will say, do low fat. One person will say, do keto, do high fat, only eat steak, don't eat steak, eat high carb, never eat a carb in your life, right? So you're going to get all this conflicting information. So by the time you get through those 10 people, you're going to be more confused. And the key word is uncertain. And having that uncertainty is going to lead you to say, well, I know where I want to get to. I know the destination. I have no idea how I'm going to get there. Let me just do what I've been doing. It's comfortable.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. And as you know, Biden and the Democrats have just completely lost public support in all the top major political issues, right? From the economy to inflation, from the southern border to rampant crime. Trump is absolutely crushing Biden in literally all the polls. And so the Democrats have gotten desperate Dems, right? They're now trying to scare their dwindling voters away from Trump by telling him, and I kid you not, that Trump is going to turn off the internet. This is the latest scare tactic. Don't vote for Trump because he's going to take away your internet. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. They've literally gotten that desperate. And the reality is, of course, you all know this. Trump loves the internet. He's actually made quite the fortune on it. And the growing online parallel economy in many ways actually revolves around him. And that foregrounds an amazing opportunity that patriots have today that they've never had before. So as we so often talk about with the rise of the network society, right? Patriots all across the nation, indeed the world, have opportunities to use the internet to our advantage today like never before. Join me to discuss this is a very good friend of mine, a very good friend of this channel, who I was just with at Mar-a-Lago to meet number 45 himself, Alex Alperon. Alex is an online entrepreneur extraordinaire. And he is quite the golfer. If you guys saw that video of me attempting to golf at the Trump International Golf Club in Palm Beach, I was with Alex on that day, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. Alex is a serious golfer. I'm just a goof.
You're too kind. I'll jump in. I was at Trump Palm Beach this past Sunday. It was me, my friend and I, President Trump, and the chairman of Chick-fil-A, Dan Cathy. And they were like, where's Dr. Turley? Where is that guy? He should be out here with us. We'll have a fivesome. So that's right. They miss you out there.
You needed some clown entertainment. I think that's what you were looking for. The king of the fools on the golf course. No, you were so kind to bring me along there on the golf course, of which you're a member at the Trump International. And when it topped off when we met Trump at Mar-a-Lago that day, I mean, seriously, Alex, that was one of the highlights of my life. That was an amazing day with you. And it's great to see you again, man. I haven't seen you since. So you look great.
Thank you. You too.
Well, why don't we just dive into this absurdity? But why don't we just clean it up here? What do you think about these claims that Trump is going to try to shut down the internet? Is there any merit to him shutting it down? And how should we just even approach these issues here?
Right. But like you were laughing when you were asking that question. That just shows that it's not even a legitimate question. Trump fundraising, you mentioned that he's ahead in the polls. He's ahead in fundraising tremendously. I mean, I see the support. All these Palm Beach billionaires are just begging to just give him checks to fund that super PAC. And that's a good thing because we need that in the battleground states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, where last time there was a lot of controversy. Let's just say that. And so he needs that funding to, of course, fight all these legal battles plus fund. I mean, the election is only, 8-9 months away, less than a year. And so he's ahead in the polls. He's ahead in fundraising. And so they need to do anything they can to take him down.
Yeah, exactly. And then and lie and cheat and all everything. It's really horrible stuff. What I found so interesting about this latest claim that he's going to try to take down the internet is I think it highlights for us, number one, how effective he is at using the internet. And then number two, the opportunities for patriots to utilize online activity like never before for the benefit of themselves, their families, their communities, their churches. And you're on the front lines of this. And I always find it so fascinating to discuss stuff with you. How do conservatives have a particularly unique role right now with the internet?
Well, I think in terms of, let's say, not just the internet, but in society itself, you have to look at if you were growing up as a kid, and I mean, with Tom Brady, the Patriots, they were the best team in the NFL. It's easy to jump on that bandwagon and do what's popular. It's very hard to say I'm a Dolphins fan because they never win. They always fall short. And with conservatives, it's very hard in society to be open, especially online, about, you know, our faith even and our conservatism, because a lot of the time society is just pushing the woke ideology and they assume that, well, if you're not liberal, then you must be evil. Literally, these big companies and just society as a whole, all the celebrities and people that kids look up to, they act like conservatism is some crazy thing. So I think it's very brave. It's very bold for people to be, hey, I'm conservative, I'm faith-based, and to put that out online. And of course, there's opportunities to leverage that. But I think, again, nowadays, it's very brave and very bold to go against the grain.
Yeah, that's so, it's so neat. I remember there was a comedian, this is years back, auditioning for some show, and Norm Macdonald, the comedian, famous comedian, was one of the judges. And this contestant was just mocking and ridiculing Christians and the Bible and all and the like.
I actually got into an argument on the subway and the guy quoted the Bible at me. That is not fair. Like, if you get to quote from your favorite book, I should be able to quote from my favorite book, right? He was like, men do not live on bread alone, Matthew 4:4. And I was like, everybody's a little bit magic. Harry Potter, chapter 7. One of those books is a classic about a man who has sacrificed himself for the good of the world. And the other is the Bible. Do you know what I'm saying, people?
And all the other judges are like, oh, you're so brave to do this. You're so brave.
Roseanne, what are your thoughts on Harris?
Well, I just love you, Harrison. You're fantastic.
So and you're real brave. I mean, the stuff you're talking about, Bible jokes, that's some brave
Thank you.
And Norm Macdonald, who we found out after he passed away, was very immersed in scripture and spiritual disciplines. He said, I totally disagree. I don't think it's brave at all.
I disagree. I don't think the Bible joke is brave at all. I think if you're going to take on an entire religion, you should maybe know what you're talking about. J.K. Rowling is a Christian, and J.K. Rowling famously said that if you're familiar with the scriptures, you could easily guess the ending of her book.
Okay.
I don't like it.
If you really wanted to be brave, why don't you stand up and declare Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? That's bravery. But instead, you mock and ridicule the most mocked and ridiculed people in the country. I couldn't agree with you more. And I think you've got a lot of people behind you. Great minds like Norm Macdonald agreeing absolutely. You know, you made it your life's work to not only become self-reliant, unreliant, we might say, on big government. But actually, what I like about you is you're sort of pillaging the Egyptians in a way, right? This Exodus motif of taking their gold and all and so forth and using it for good purposes, faithful purposes. You're actually using the internet and flipping big companies like Amazon on the head. Tell us how you use the best infrastructure of woke companies, but instead to fund conservative independence.
The one word I want you to think about is scalability, right? Scalability, just like our last interview, I think it was posted a few weeks ago and it had over 200,000 views or something along those lines. Think of how much time and effort and money it would take you and I in 1970, right? More than 50 years ago, to talk to 200,000 people the traditional way. Right, going, doing seminars, it would take us probably our entire lifetime. We did it in about 20 minutes of something like this conversation. Yeah. And that's because of the internet. That's because of the infrastructure, and we're using it for good. Same thing with an online, let's say, e-commerce store. You have companies like Amazon, Walmart, even TikTok. They have a lot of bad about them, but they do have scalability because instead of, let's say, in 1970, you opening a landscaping store, you'd have to buy equipment. You'd have to buy inventory. You'd have to get a lease, you'd have to get employees, you'd have to spend your time in that business. So you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, years of time, and your customers are within a 5-mile radius, right? That's very limited. It's not scalable Whereas now you can target 365 million Americans with an online e-commerce store. You could sell landscaping, you could sell home decor, you could sell pet products, baby products. And so I think the biggest thing in terms of growing a business online is that we have scalability. Again, with your business, with my business, and with my clients' businesses, you can sell one product a day, you can post one video a day, but you can get one video a day and get a million views, right? Whereas back in the day, again, that would take you literally a decade to reach the same amount of people that it takes you maybe 20, 30 minutes. And same thing with my clients, they can sell a lot of product, they can reach a lot of customers in maybe 1% of the time. And so I think that's the biggest thing that I see with the parallel economy, and even in the future, using big tech, using their infrastructure to reach the right people with the right products, and again, have that scalability.
It's so funny because I mentioned the Network Society earlier, you know, so that the way scholars, for our listeners, the way scholars thought about like the 19th century, they call that mass society. And it's exactly what Alex is describing. It's this kind of society that develops out of the Industrial Revolution, where everybody just sort of packs together into these cities. And that's where we get our big media from: New York Times, Philadelphia Inquirer, Chicago Tribune, LA Times, Washington Post. It's all the big cities. And your affluence is dependent on your proximity to people that have influence, as it were. Today, with the internet, with being online, proximity is almost rendered completely superfluous. We can transcend frontiers like we've never been able to do before, just like what Alex and I are doing right now. Alex is in Florida, I'm in Delaware, 20 minutes from Biden's basement. You know, we're able to connect to each other, closer to each other than the people who are next door to our offices here. So it's a fascinating opportunity to completely rethink all of the amazing financial opportunities you have by virtue of being able to transcend your proximity. You're on the front lines of running online businesses and mentoring people and helping people to get into an online business, especially like it's a second form of income and so forth. Why aren't more people doing this? Why is this kind of like a best kept secret sort of thing?
Right. And so think of it as a diet. Let's say you talk to 10 people and you said, hey, how can I lose weight? How can I get in shape? Whatever your goal is. If you ask 10 people, you'll get 10 different pieces of advice. Right. One person will say, do low fat. One person will say, do keto, do high fat, only eat steak, don't eat steak. Eat high carb, never eat a carb in your life, right? So you're going to get all this conflicting information. So by the time you get through those 10 people, you're going to be more confused. And the key word is uncertain. Mm-hmm, and having that uncertainty is going to lead you to say, well, I know where I want to get to. I know the destination. I have no idea how I'm going to get there. Let me just do what I've been doing. It's comfortable, right? It's safe. So I think a lot of my clients and people watching this, they're looking for something that's a proven model, that's a pathway to say, hey, I want to, like you're saying, grow my income or grow my earnings. I know the destination, but there's so much conflicting information. It's information overload in a sense online. And so they feel like they don't know who to talk to or where to start. It's like getting in your car knowing that you want to go to Disney World, but you don't have a GPS.
Right.
It literally is. You want to grow a successful online business. How do I do that? I have no idea. So people don't take action. That inaction leads to them not making money. Right. And so I think that uncertainty is really what stops people. And, you know, really when I help clients, I say, well, let's cut through that. Here's a clear-cut, focused, personalized, tailored game plan, because everybody's different. I have clients that are 75 years old. I have clients that are 25 years old. Right. So everybody needs a different level of coaching, guidance, mentorship. And I mean, just like I mentioned, I was golfing with billionaires. I golf with them all the time. And the biggest thing they discuss is opportunity cost. That's the biggest expense in my life, in your life. It's not taxes, mortgage, rent, any of that. It's the fact that if you, let's say, make $100,000 a year and you feel like, well, if I start this business and if I want to make $1 million, it's possible. But that gap in terms of not having the information, not having the mentor to get you there, that's costing you $900,000 a year. And maybe you've been thinking about starting a business for a decade or two. So do $900,000 a year times 10 or 20 years. Now your, you know, $2,000 a month mortgage seems light. Let's just say that. And so the best people say, if I want to get from point A to point B, and there's someone that can bridge that gap faster, bigger, better, give me 10x the results in a tenth of the time. Just send me the invoice and I'll pay. That's what the best people do.
Right.
And I think that's what my clients do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're the literal embodiment of that principle of who, not how, right? Stop researching, stop trying to find the answers on Google and so forth. Go find someone who has the answers and who can make up, who's done all the work for you, has done the trial and error, has succeeded, has failed.
Exactly. They've made the mistakes. That's the biggest thing in business. If you save the time of not making, I call them dumb mistakes, but let's just say unforced errors, right? Things that if you had the right coach, they can say, I know what you're thinking there, but just don't go that direction. Don't take that left. Take this little right, and it's going to lead you to the promised land. That can save you years of time. It can save you from brain trauma, right? You know, as an entrepreneur, there's so many things that you just like, you hit your head and you're like, why can't I just figure this out? But a coach has already done it. They've already been to that destination. They can help you get there a lot faster. And again, a lot less stressful. Let's just say that.
Oh, amen to that. All right, let's put it to the test here. All right, so Mr. Who, not how, what do people need to do to begin to leverage right now online businesses for themselves?
They need to get clear on exactly what their goal is. Once you have a clear-cut vision of here's how much I want to make, here's how many hours a week I'd like to work, here's the lifestyle I'd like to have, that's a good first step. Because again, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know the destination, you're going to get in your car, you're going to drive around forever and not, are you getting gas? Are you going to the Super Bowl? Like, where are you going, right? So a lot of people say, I want to start an online business. You know, I want to start a successful secondary income source, whatever it may be. But I'm like, oh, so like, what's your goal though? How much do you want to make? What lifestyle? Like, what car would you drive? What house would you live in? And they don't know those things. And so whether you work with someone like me or not, you need to get clear first on where exactly you want to go, how quickly, and how exactly you're going to get there. Then once you have that mapped out, you can talk to someone like me and say, hey, here's my situation. Here's exactly where I'm trying to get to. Help me get there a lot faster. And again, with a lot less stress.
I love it. Absolutely love it. If you saw our last video that Alex was talking about, it's hit over 200,000 views. I mean, gang, he is already working with a number of our Turley Talkers who've gained financial freedom from their woke jobs and are carving out a unique space for conservatives online and are really helping to change the culture. Obviously, as you could tell from this interview, far from turning off the internet, Trump is instead helping to create more promise for his people online in a safer environment, a far more moral environment. If you're wanting to strike out against big woke companies like Amazon and use them to your advantage and never be subject to a woke environment again, you need to click on that link below. And Alex is offering something here for our audience that is it's an extremely amazing opportunity here. He is offering to talk to you one-on-one. I've got that right. I had to double take on that. If they click on the link below, are they going to be able to sign up for a time to chat with you?
Yes, it's a free consultation. It's not a sales call because my goal is to let you know if you're a great fit, then we can have that discussion. If you're going to be a great fit in 6 months, I'll give you an idea of what you need to do in the meantime to get to that point, right? Because my goal is it's a consultation. I want to really understand your situation, understand your goals, and see if what I do is the fit right now to help you get there. But again, I just had someone sign up. I talked to them a year ago. And I told them on that initial consultation, hey, I like you. You're a great person, but give this another 12 months, take your time, and then let's talk in a year. And my goal is to help people, again, bridge that gap, but at the right time for them. And so, yeah, you'll have a conversation with me. We'll talk through everything. No pressure. You know, you can leave the credit card at home. Just relax, and we'll go from there.
And this is the best part, I think, of the burgeoning parallel economy of which you're on the front lines. We're all in this together. We're all here to help one another. And that's what I love about what you do, Alex, is you're there to help. You're there to serve. Gang, this is an amazing opportunity. Learning from an incredible online entrepreneur who's trained thousands of people to gain incredible success and financial independence in online business. So just click on the link in the description below, Alex will we'll take it from there and have a nice chat with him, and it may change your life.
I need to bring you to Palm Beach. You should just live right next to me. And every day when I wake up, you're just there. Alex, you train thousands of people. Go get them today. You're like my Tony Robbins hype man. You're like you're like a motivational speaker.
I'll be your hype man. You will be my golf coach. How's that? And between the two of us, man, we're taking on the world.
That's bulletproof right there. Yeah, I love it.
I love it. And I love you, Alex. Gang, click on that link below. Have a consultation with Alex. He's amazing. This can really change your life. And if you know someone who wants to get some financial independence, get out of this woke environment, crazy woke environment, join, dive into the parallel economy, pass on Alex's information to them as well. I think they're going to be very appreciative to you for it. Alex, great to see you again. I hope next time my golf game might be a little bit better so I don't embarrass you as much. But always wonderful to see you, my friend.
Yeah, you too. Talk soon. Thank you. Awesome.